Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
With 0-0 in the top of the seventh, that game is on the AM side. Mets trying to rally against the Miami Marlins. They were being no hit until Francisco Lindor picked up a one-out single in the bottom of the sixth inning. They trail that game 2-0. So it's a matinee day of baseball. We keep you posted. Of course, we'll analyze it all once the games go final.
Aren't we Northeast people? Shouldn't these guys be able to hit in the cold?
Wow.
Four hits between our two teams.
We're Northeast people, but some of the guys are not from the Northeast.
That's true. That's a good point.
You know?
That's a very good point.
So tell me if you have an issue with this. In fact, I'm not even going to offer an opinion. I'm just going to leave it out for you guys to decide, and then maybe I'll offer an opinion. The Mets are playing a day game, like we mentioned, against the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
Before the game, they decided to honor a team.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to honor St. John's. Mm-hmm. And so Zuby and Patino, and I think one other guy went out there, and they threw out first pitches to honor St. John's.
Three guys threw out first pitches?
I think it was three, yes.
Okay.
St. John's had a wonderful season.
Did they have those strikes?
I don't know about the balls and strikes. Right. I cannot report on that. But St. John's had a wonderful season. They got knocked out the second round. Is that really throw out the first pitch, honor at Citi Field worthy?
I mean, I guess so, because it's been so long for St. John's. I mean, they won the Big East, and they were a 2-seed. I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes?
Yeah, it's early in the season. Yeah, just let people. I mean, I wonder how many people cared, though.
Sean, is that worthy of a, you know, hey, honor you and have you throw out the first pitch?
You're setting me up for an unintentional shot, but it's the truth. The Mets have so lowered the bar on these first pitches that, yes, I think the Big East champions, both regular season and the tournament, can throw out a first pitch.
Somehow you turn that into shade on the Mets.
I know.
Well, how did that happen?
No, because it's the truth, though. I mean, they're going to do much less deserving than St. John's this year, so how could I now cherry pick and say St. John's
is deserving? Are these your first words of the day?
Yes,
pretty much.
Yes, actually.
Pretty much. First words of the day. You're throwing shade.
I spoke plenty. Right. The last 4 days.
His voice needs a break. I can't believe that somehow turned into a shot at the Mets. Mm.
But am I wrong?
No.
The Rizzler just threw out the first pitch 3 days ago. Tiki, you missed that.
The Rizzler?
Yes. Rizzler. And the Mets have a win streak within the Rizzler. More on that later.
Do you know who the Rizzler is?
No.
He's the really heavyweight kid that touches his face awkwardly. He's like a TikTok viral sensation.
I have zero idea what you're talking
about.
You know,
when the Rizzler threw out the first pitch, that was a game I brought Jet to, and I asked him, hey, is that cool that the Rizzler's throwing out the first pitch? He had no idea who he was.
Good for Jet.
So I thought as an 8-year-old, maybe he would be all over.
What's his content like?
I think he just touches his face a lot and sings. Doesn't he sing?
He joins the Costco guys from time to time.
Yeah, the boom guys, the bang, boom, boom guys. Tommy, do you think it was worthy of first pitch throwing to honor St. John's?
I think if you position it that St. John's won the regular season in the Big East and the Big East tournament, then yes.
Okay.
So I have no issue with it.
Yeah, I get it.
Does that make sense?
It's fine.
They had accomplishments this year.
They haven't been there in a lot of years. They haven't felt relevant in forever. So, yeah, it's fine.
After the 2000...
This was yesterday?
This was today.
Oh,
this was earlier today. After the 2005 season, you know, the Giants won 11 games. You guys had a wonderful year. You won the division that year. And obviously, you know, the playoffs didn't go very well. Would you want to be honored at Shea Stadium or Yankee Stadium? Would you say, yeah, you know what? We won 11 games. We had a wonderful season. Or would you be like, no, we were out-coached and outplayed 23-0 by the Panthers. I don't want to be honored. Good question,
it's
just, right?
It's kind of a marketing thing, though. So you want to get the Giant fan interested in this particular Met game. You want to get the St. John fan interested in this particular Met game. I get it. It's fine.
That's an approval.
Maybe you sell a couple extra tickets, make some few more shekels.
I get you. So it's a St. John's marketing ploy.
Yes, 100%.
I'll buy that.
And John Franco caught it, right?
I think John was involved. John is a big St. John's guy. Ben Rice, in the leadoff spot for the third time this season, hit a two-run home run in the top of the seventh inning. So the Yankee bats, who had been scoreless for how many straight innings, if you want to count it up?
Yeah.
What was their scoreless streak until Ben hit a two-run home run?
Second account.
Can you math that up for us? He broke the scoreless tie with a two-run bomb, so the Yankees are up 2-0, bottom of the seventh inning. Like I mentioned, Max Fried's been brilliant, and he's got a very reasonable pitch count. 6 scoreless innings and a pitch count of 80, so there'd be no excuse, I don't care how cold it is, for Fried to not come back out and pitch the bottom of the seventh inning nursing this two-run lead. Let's go to Scott.
16, by the way.
16 scoreless, wow. Let's go to Scott in Rockaway. How are you, Scott?
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Good, Evan. Thank you for asking, buddy. You know, I just want to let you boys know my wife and I are expecting our first child in October.
No, so congratulations.
Thanks, guys. This does, you know, tie in a little bit here. We're notoriously both sides, you know, big babies, man. We're real nervous. So, you know, Evan, I was wondering, what does your wife use to push you in? What stroller? Is it the Nuna, the Alpha Baby?
Well, what have I done to be baby worthy today?
Oh, no, not today. That's what they asked me.
Oh, just in general. Oh, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, just a big red baby, that's all.
Ah, nice.
By the way, can't dispute that.
Can't dispute that. Babies are cool. I'm trying to remember. I mean, I've had so many babies. I don't even remember what strollers we used.
Yeah. I'm a baby.
Yeah.
No, I am a baby. I don't mind that. A big red baby. A big red hairy baby. But today I've been very mature. Today I've been the mature one because I'm the one trying to convince Knicks fans, hey, don't get too crazy about regular season basketball. I've been saying that for months, actually. I don't think I've ever been more consistent on an issue than I've been about that. The one thing I have evolved on, and I remember this, but it was brought to my attention with many, many old tweets that I issued over the years. I used to hate fouling up three. In fact, I once got into a loud argument with Lawrence Frank at a bowling alley about fouling up three. That's right. I know that sounds pretty random, but I didn't like his strategy. And Lawrence, who's such a, what a good dude he was. I mean, you talk about a guy who was a good sport. I called for his firing like 150 times, and he was always such a good dude.
And he still would sit down and talk to you face to face.
He got it, man. You know what I mean? He understood. I'm a fan. I'm all around. Like, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? But Lawrence and I would always argue about this. And I don't know if it was him or if it was just the game evolved. Like, the game evolved in a way in which...
Or maybe he was always right.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't understand how you could not be right now, but not then.
Great question, Tiki. I'll tell you why. The Steph Curry revolution in the NBA. Making threes. The amount of threes. Mm. The percentage of threes. The amount of, like, insane threes have grown at an incredible rate over the last decade, where in 2011... the idea of hitting a game-tying three was just less likelier than it is now. Like, some of the logo threes we see today, you didn't see it 10 years ago.
No.
Just a different world. And that's my reasoning. And that's why I haven't changed. The league changed.
I can still see that. But at the end of the day, preventing someone from attempting a three when you're up three is still good for you.
In theory, you're right. But my point was you're extending the game. And when you're trailing, you're trying to extend it.
Yeah, when you're leading, you're trying to shorten the game.
I'm trying to end the game. But look, the league has changed in a way in which that Jason Tatum three surprised nobody.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't. It's just a different world. Let's go to Ted down in Houston. How are you, Ted?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Great show. Listen all the time.
Appreciate it.
Hey, you know, with Brunson being out, it seems to me that the Knicks have enough scoring, and I think they ought to trade Cat in the offseason for somebody.
Oh my God. I don't know.
They just got him.
Yeah, but we got enough scoring. How many defensive liabilities are you going to have on the floor?
Yeah, that's a challenge.
That's the big caveat you have, and I think the overriding biggest issue the Knicks have. Knicks have two big issues, in my opinion. One is, I don't trust this head coach in a big spot, and history has backed me up on that. And the second is, their two best players are defensive liabilities.
Right.
And he's right about that.
And it's why their defensive rating for those, how was it, 2 weeks, 3 weeks that Jalen Brunson was out and banged up, it got better.
Yeah.
Because Deuce is just a better defender.
No, he's not the score he is.
No, of course not. But you had Cat, so it kind of, you didn't miss that much. Now, you miss his leadership, you miss Jalen Brunson being a playmaker when you need a playmaker, but defensively, you wonder what's the advantage. Like, would you rather have a defensive advantage against the Boston Celtics to try to match them bucket for bucket?
Well, the problem with the defensive advantage on the Boston Celtics was I have to defend Mikal Bridges slightly. Mikal's taken a lot of heat last night and today because of the dropped pass, if you will. But Mikal Bridges defended Jason Tatum as tightly as you could.
All right. That's what you was brought here for, right?
That's right. The problem was Jason Tatum, and this is one of those moments, I know you hate to do it, but it's one of those moments where you just have to tip your hat because he was making shots that were not human last night.
But he's always been that way.
No, I agree. That's what makes him a freak. It makes him one of the top five players in the league. He's incredible. In fact, in a few minutes, I have to play you a clip from last night that actually cracked me up because it was in the midst of this when Jason Tatum was doing whatever he wanted, no matter how tightly Mikal Bridges defended him. And Reggie Miller had like the oddest one-liner about Tatum versus Bridges. In fact, would you like to hear that now?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Tommy, can you...
We're talking about it. Let's hear it.
Yeah, can you cue up the clip of Reggie Miller and his call on Jason Tatum? This was mid-fourth quarter. Bridges is doing everything he can. Like, I am defending him. And at this point, Tatum makes a Durant-like one-footer, okay, over Bridges. And Reggie Miller's analysis, I don't know why, was so weird, it cracked me up.